Thank you, Alan. Now we have our last selection of news items for this part of Chatterbox. Difficult business times are evident from news of the Anglian Group with its problems, whilst the Bernard Matthews results give rise to hope for a turnaround in their fortunes. We'll start, however, with a proposed film about the old shoe trade. The shoe industry was once the heart and soul, S-O-L-E, of Norwich, employing thousands of people, producing millions of pairs of shoes. Now a new project wants to celebrate the heritage on film and is appealing to people to get involved. Called Footprints of the Past, the project is led by Tim Edwards and Fiona Muller from the creative arts company ERMCIC. They're looking for people with links to the shoemaking trade to share their memories and photos, and for volunteers to help record these reminiscences. Schools are also urged to get involved. The plan is to create films and animations that will be taken on tour and shared online to help keep the city's shoe heritage alive. The Silver Road Community Centre, George White Junior School, Magdalen Gates Primary School, and the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell are among those who will be working with ERMCIC. Mr. Edwards said that there were lots of opportunities for more volunteers to get involved. ERM are looking for people to take part as volunteer story collectors, filmmakers, animators, and interviewers. As well as being trained for their roles, volunteers will research the shoemaking industry and its history and associated developments that were brought to the city during this period.
A business which employs almost 2,000 people around Norwich has new owners in a bold move to reduce its debt and invest in the future. Home improvements firm Anglian Group has returned to the control of private equity specialists Alchemy Partners, which invests in distressed and underperforming businesses. The last couple of years have seen a number of changes at the top of the business, the latest of which saw Chief Executive Brian McCluskey join the company in September, following Martin Kellett's interim appointment in April. Group Finance Director Phil Tweedy said, "Since joining the business, Brian has successfully completed a refinanced change of ownership, which has significantly reduced our debt and has provided the financial stability and resources to invest in our plans for growth."
Sales at poultry producer Bernard Matthews fell more than £30 million during what company chief said was a bid to turn the business back to profitability. However, it narrowed its pre-tax losses. Chief Executive Rob Burnett said the progress was thanks to a strategic plan which had been introduced to grow the business in three key areas. The first part of the firm's strategic plan included utilising land through green energy projects such as an anaerobic digester, biomass boilers and wind turbines. A new management team introduced improvements, including planning and cost control during the Christmas campaign in 2014, which had suffered from planning errors in 2013. And a rebrand, increasing in chicken product sales, and a TV sponsorship campaign were all aimed to create business growth. The end of last year had also been a success, according to Mr. Burnett, who said the business has had a successful Christmas period where we've seen an increase in sales in 2015 compared to 2014 across our own label and branded businesses.
Work on a pioneering £19 million care village on the edge of Norwich is on course to be completed ahead of schedule, with the first residents due to move into their new home in April. Construction work on care company Norse Care's 80-bed specialist dementia care home and 92-apartment housing with care scheme at Three Score site at Beauthorpe started in August 2014. And a succession of mild winters has helped R.G. Carter, who had 160 workers on site at some stages during construction, to bring in the development under budget and about 4 weeks ahead of the original target. The site will also feature a restaurant, cafe, hairdresser, pub and community shop, with the idea that the whole community will make use of these to ensure older people are not isolated.
Pupils from a Norfolk preparatory school are preparing to get into full voice to take part in one of the largest school choir concerts in the world. Langley Preparatory School pupils will step on a stage more used to the likes of Sir Paul McCartney and Adele when they perform at London's O2 Arena. The school will be part of the Young Voices event, a huge choir concert that will see more than 8,000 schoolchildren singing and dancing together in harmony. The performance comes 12 months after the school performed with 6,000 other children at Birmingham's LG Arena as part of the Young Voices tour, which also sees schools sing alongside such artists as Gary Barlow and Catherine Jenkins. Anne Berry-Smith, music teacher at the school, said, "Last year, the power of singing and dancing together as one, with accompaniment from a diverse range of musicians and artists, created a breathtaking concert."
Well, that's all from Paddy and myself. Now we'll hand over to Pauline and Chris for part two of Chatterbox.